Govinda Bhagat, and some devotees are absent. Jnana Tumirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Anchyata Chaturbhyasya Kritasindhu Jaivaca Atitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahavajandaya Krishna Prema Sadayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gurukasthi Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Today is very sacred day. Today is the Kyabal de Gujyam Sankata.
Disappearance
day of the Baladevi Jyabhushan. One of the most venerated acharyas. Today is also birthday. Ganga Mata Goswami. And today, when the day, very day, when Ganges came to this world, so 3 days are here. In India, in our all months, there will be very big festival of Harikatha for these prominent bhakti leaders. One of you can tell something about Balde Vidya Bhushan. You can tell? You can't. Huh?
No, very nice.
Then Namin can tell
something. Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
In brief, there are three but important things to be told.
Today, it's the parent day of the Baladevi Jyabhushan Prabhu. The Gurudev ordered me.
Come.
Let's tell you about Baladev Jyabhushan Prabhu in brief. Baladev Jyabhushan Prabhu is a prominent acharya of Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. When he came in Vrindavan, he thinks that he is a great learned person. When he came Vrindavan and meets his Baladev Jyabhushan Prabhu, Sri Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, seeing his devotion and his siddhanta, hearing his siddhanta and seeing his knowledge, then he thinks that I am insignificant to him. He surrendered himself to the Lord because of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So in our Guru Parampara, after the Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Jyabhushan Prabhu came in our Parampara, in our spiritual hierarchy. The Baladev Jyabhushan Prabhu was in Vrindavan and Krishnakul Thakur was in Vrindavan. At that time, in Jaipur, some Ramanuja Sampradaya scholars, they asked the king of Jaipur, "O king, we have some arguments with you. You always see with Radhika with Krishna in Jaipur, the Govinda, Radha Govinda, Radha Gopinath, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Damodar, Radha Madhav, so many Gaudiya deities. Srimati Radhika is the married wife of Sri Krishna. So, Radhika can stay with Krishna, it is illegal. And so, that we have no commentary about Vedanta Sutra, condensed form of Vedanta. So, we could not accept your sampradaya as a bona fide sampradaya. He replied in humbly that I can send some messenger to Vrindavan. There are so many Gaudiya Vaishnavas. They can come and reply your question. Because you are scholar, I am not scholar. But my Guru Parampara, Vaishnavas, they live in Vrindavan. They will still come and reply your question very easily. King sent some messenger to Vrindavan. At that time, the Radhikrishna Thakur was too old. Especially, he always spent his time around Antardasa. Antardasa means Satan has six stages. One is called Antardasa, another Arthavayadasa, and third is Vayadasa. In Antardasa, he always emerges in his mood, in his constitutional form, and his third divine couple. Arthavayadasa means not quite external mood, not quite internal mood, between internal mood and external mood. At the time he sometimes says some upset, like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I am Krishna Chaitanya when he is in Arthavayadasa. In Vayadasa, in external mood, he always spends his time doing Harinam Sankirtan. So Srila Chakravarti Thakur in his last stage, always spend his time in Antardasa. He told, I am quite old, I don't want to reach Vrindavan Dham. He ordered to follow his disciple Bhagavad Gita Prabhu, he go to Jaipur and reply their question, answer their question. Bhagavad Gita Prabhu, taking his dressing, went to Jaipur. And another devotee also with Bhagavad Gita Prabhu. There's a very big assembly. In one side, so many Ravana Sampradaya scholars, and another side, Srila Balabhadra Vidyavasan Prabhu, and one devotee from Vrindavan, and some devotee from Jaipur. And in Ravana Sampradaya scholars, they are so big body, so healthy. And Balabhadra, on the other hand, is very lean and very clean. He is thinking, how we can reply their question? But, what? Nothing to do. But they can, they will discuss and what is the result we have to see. So the Bhagavan Sakaguru replied that Krishna is potent, omnipotent, and Srimati Radhika is eternal potency. Potent and potency is indivisible, non-different. None can differentiate between potent and potency. Likewise, sun and heat, sun and its rays, fire and its heat, none can different from sun, his rays, and fire and its heat. Similarly, none can different between the Lord and Krishna. But the Lila Vilas, they are sometimes two, sometimes one. When they are two, then the Lord Krishna, when they are one, then Krishna Mahaprabhu. But both are eternal. How can seeing those, then Mahaprabhu was not as before? Radhakrishna before Mahaprabhu came later, or Mahaprabhu was before Radhakrishna came later? It's a good question. Because they both follow eternal. So Bhagavad Gita is replying there that none can differentiate potent and potency. Just take one example. When Krishna was in birth, once Nandava went to look up at his cow grazing at afternoon time. According to which of Krishna Chandra Jamma arranged something, the sky became cloudy, the guest type by Jayadev Goswami in his Gita Govindam, Megham Majuram Barai, this slogan. Sky becomes a cloudy, it has been drizzling. Nandava was thinking, what to do? Krishna is a little boy. How I can protect him? In the meantime, Srimati Radhika planning, that means Daughter of Vishwanu Maharaj, she came and she sprayed her arm, it just came to her arm for the Guru. Srila Gandharvati, yes, they can go now in protect place. Nandava can understand what is going to be happen. Krishna and Radhika, Sri Radha and Krishna came to a grove under thunderbolt and they became teenage. The meantime, author of this Lalita, Isakha, Krishna, Tantara, Induletha, Tungavita, Rangarita, Kareli, they arrived there. Our Adi Guru Brahma was going Pushkar. Then, came down and arranged marriage ceremony according to Gandharva Riti. So Krishna and Radhika, Naralila, they also married, get married in Pandirbhavan. So Bhagavan Prabhu is giving example. If anyone married part time, just like Bhagavan is here, if Krishna Prabhu come in San Francisco or LA or Deja or Holland or France, if anyone say, oh, I have not seen to marry Krishna Prabhu, so I don't believe he is royal. So if he has to prove everywhere in the whole world, wherever he goes, marry her again and again, is it a question of color? It is not a good question. Who is quite ignorant, they can think like so. So Bhagavad Gita also is telling, so Radhika is his own potency, and they get married in Bhandirbhavan, so no need to show everyone that she get married, Radhika. Then they have to spend all time to show the ignorant person. Such is a good question. Another question, that in Siddha, especially the Jibra Sai Bhag, explaining in Sakta Sandarbha. Now, Srila Bhagavad Gita is explaining second question. That Gauri Sambhara has any comment or not? This is a deep question. So Gauri Sambhara is replying from Vipasani, Tattasandarbha, Kotegiya, also as Brahma Sutkara, Bharatartha Vinirnaya, Jati Bhakta Rupa, so Vedanta Pare Dimita. Also as Brahma Sutkara, Srimad Bhagavat is explanation of Brahma Sutra, means Vedanta Sutra. Bharatartha Vinirnaya, explanation of Mahabharata, Gatsi Hattarupa Mahasau, and commentary of Brahma Gayatri. Because in Gayatri, Sattam Paran in that is Yojana Prachodaya, and here Sattam Paran Vimahi, both are same. Just like in Yojana Prachodaya, also there was the Vimahi, Yojana Prachodaya. That means I meditate, always potential of Krishna. Still manifest in his full form is all harat. Full form and harat. So yes, that means it's given up in my heart. And here, Satsang Param Dhimahi. That means, Yamanat Dato Yatanaya Adhikarato Chasenta Vigo Sarat Tene Ramma Hila Adhikavai Mujjansi Yatsu Dayo Tenyo Vari Vedanta Hadinimayo Tisarva Yatsam Vrita Dhamna Sena Padami Yatsatvokam Satsang Param Dhimahi. In this world, Yama Dasta Yata, your Atam is after using the other. Someone can ask me, how it can prove that Atam is your Atam, Yama Dasta is created, etc., from whom I may take him, but our Gautami, our Guru Arga, explain Atam is Singhagar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Yata in Chaitanya Chaitamitam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking Rahupati Upadhyay, what is the best form of God? And the Rahupati Upadhyay is replying, Shama Meva Param Rupam. And what is the best residence of God? Puri Madhu Puri Vara. What is the best way? Teenage. Vaya Paisharakam. What is the best rock? Asara. So in one slot he is replying to Mahaprabhu, Shama Meva Param Rupam. Puri Madhu Puri Vara, Vaya Paisharakam Dhyam, Atta Eva Paro Rasa. So here, at Janma Dasa means Atta means Singhārasasa, of Singhāra. From whom? But from Divine Kapil. So here, Singhāra created from Divine Kapil. So here, Atta means Singhāra. The similar came from meeting with Srimati Radhika and Sri Krishna. So here, saptam param jimahin, that means we meditate saptam in Krishna, because saptam is saptam ki saptam saptasajani nitam ka sapte, saptasasattar makasattam yastam sattar makantam saran prapaste. So here, saptam in Krishna, and as before, aptam in Srimati Radhika and Krishna. Here, so many people are there, Srimati Radha Thakurani. So, if Srimati Radha Thakurani is from both, then manifest in my heart, saptam from Jimai Meditation. So, they are here, then a person they are, Gayatri, and here, saptam from Jimai. Significance of both is 10. So, how does the Gayatri have to report the Vedanta for it in Hita? And this is the full explanation of Vedanta Veda. So, if you are in the Bhagavad Gita, then so it is explaining there. So, no need to destroy any, no need to discover, no need to write any new commentary about Vedanta Sutra, contained from Vedanta. They replied that the Rahami scholars, we don't believe it. We don't agree with your proposal. He has to show that Gaudiya Sampada have any author, any commentary. Then Bhagavad Gita can do. So yes, I want some time. So yes, we are giving you 7 days. Bhagavad Gita Sampada came to Govindala Temple and to full fast. And he is saying to Govindade, oh Govindade, what do you like? You want to stay Radhika or you want to stay alone? If you want to stay Radhika, then you have to help me here to put in my heart. Then I can write a commentary. Govindade came in his heart and told, don't worry. You can do tonight. No need to wait for 7 days. Why you wait for 7 days? So, by the spirit of Govindade, the Bhagavad Gita Prabhu wrote down the whole commentary of Vedanta Sutra. So, Govindade, just like dictating, suppose he is dictating and Bhagavad Gita writing, he dictating in his heart, in his plan. Next day, Bhagavad Gita Prabhu asking to engage in the assembly, and he told the Siddha Bhakta Gaudiya Sampradaya. Then they think his proposal and they arrange that yes, Sri Radhika, Srimati Radhika and Krishna can both stay together. And on that day, none can say anything about Gaudiya Sampradaya, that Radhika and Krishna they could not stay legally. On that day, none can arise this question again anymore. So Bhagavad Gita Prabhu is Govinda Bhakta. He explaining that Janma Dhappa Yata and Athato Ganma Jigyata, Arubhavate Vaita Taranyata, Anandamaya Bhata, so many condensed on the explained in a good manner. It is so sweet and so easy. If we want to establish any Siddhanta, or we have anyone to know very good deep Siddhanta, we have to go to commentary of Bhagavad Gita Uttam Prabhu. Yarma Dhappa Jata. He explained just now about this word. Atha Dhappa Atha Brahma Jigyata. When Brahma Jigyata, that means, when a vengeance is talking about Brahma, all jivas suffering for sinful misery, adhami, adhidoidi, adhihoti, even fortunate souls who have passed about impression, it's an intelligence in his heart that Athada Brahma Jigyasa, who is Brahma, who am I, why I came in this world, why I came in this settlement, I don't know what is leading to my ultimate good. This kind of intelligence in his heart. And who is Brahma? The second condensed form, Janma Dhappa Jata, from whom creation and protection and destruction came. He is Brahma. But Prabhupada Vitasan Prabhu and our spiritual hierarchy explained, which he explained just now about Arjuna. And also what they were the Prahannaswar, the Sankar Sampradaya, they think that God has no form. He is all rupa. In about the Rupa Pantra, who explained in his commentary, which not to give idea to us, it is this dialogue between Arun Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Prakashananda Sarasati and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All Rupa was able to Prahana Nastras. Here, all Rupa was means not Rupa was. Here, more is the fundamental word is Rupa. If you take out Rupa, there is no one only all. This all is called
Prasik.
Prasik. So, there is no meaning. So, fundamental word is Rupa. So, here all Rupa means Krishna as not the material form. What he has transcendental form is Sanru. Just like in this world, for material person, the difference between body and soul. But Krishna has no difference between his body and soul. Deha, Dehi, Vidha, Nasti, Dharma, Dharini, Vidha, Tatha, Sri Krishna, Parate, Purna, Ganatma, Kekile. Sri Krishna has no difference between body and soul. In his associate, who is his eternal associate, they have also no difference between their body and soul. They are same. So, Krishna is Swayam Rup. He is always in the same form. He has no difference soul and body like material world. So, here all Baba Tevaita Prahana Tattva, prominence of Rup means Swayam Rup. And Ananok, Anavishti Sabda, Anavishti Sabda, how we can get his mercy? We have to practice again and again under guidance of Guru and Vaishnava, then we can get his mercy. Anandamaya Bhasa means in Sankara Sampradaya they told that, oh, if Brahma is Anandamaya, then he is Ikari. That is quite impossible in Brahma. Their philosophy is this, that Brahma Sattva, Jalan Nitha, Jiva Brahma Ivanavaram. Brahma is true, and this world is false. There is no difference between Jiva and Brahma. So, Acharya questioning them, he was telling that Brahma is true and this world is false. So, may I ask any question over here? Then our Acharya is asking them that world is inside Brahma or Brahma is inside world. They replied, Brahma means Brihatthavjin Anastarkavi is this. No one is bigger than him, is Brahma. So, they reply that world is inside Brahma. One hand they are telling that Brahma is true and this world is false. So, if Brahma is true inside Brahma, no false thing can be obtained there. So, if they tell, no, then our other thing, you are telling Brahma Sattva Jagat Mitha, then how false things can be inside Brahma? It's quite impossible. No. Inside the world, Brahma is there. Then they are replying, if world is false, how inside false the true thing can, including him, so Brahma must be false. So, if inside Brahma, if the world will be there, it is contradictory, and inside world, the Brahma will be there, it is also contradictory. So they are always defeated by our glorious Acharya. And Jiva Brahma Naparam, if there is no difference between Jiva and Brahma, then how so many Jivas is here? And if everyone is Brahma, so no need to give any advice. Why are this audience and advisor? Why? So they are telling this due to Maya. Oh, due to Maya, you are telling that only Brahma is able to obtain Brahma. Why was Maya came? So our Gaudiya Vaishnava is so intelligent. They take out their own point and they defeated them. Then they are telling it only Vaishnava thought. He could not express in word. If you could have expressed by word, how can they understand the whole world? So who is following them? They are quite ignorant. The Sankaracharya came, he sucked up Lord Shiva. As before, India, there were some Sundavas, that means Sundavas. So, Sankaracharya, according to advice of order of Narayan, he wants to kick out the Sundavas from this world. So, as only fulfill his desire, he came in this world and kicked out the Sundavas. So, this is the Acharya, they are telling that no, this world is not called the Tatkali Sattva. It's true for time being. And Ramay Sattva is okay, no problem, but Jagat is not false. And there is no difference between Brahma and Jiva, it is not also true. There is difference between Brahma and Jiva. Brahma is potency. Brahma is potent and Jiva is potency. So Bhagavad Gita and Prabhu, yes, he admits three different, he admits five things. Ishwar, Jeev, Kal, Karma, Prakriti. He admits these five things. And in Siddhant, he composed Siddhanta Ratna Grantha also. In Siddhanta Ratna Grantha, he explains so many things, and he cutted so many arguments also there. So many persons that they explain like this, that Kesa Bhata, that when Brahma pray to God, then God take out his two hairs, one black, another white, and throw it and thought, now God will come from these two hairs. That is called Kesa Bhata. But Bhagavad Gita Guru is explaining in his Siddhanta Ratnam. Kesa Bhata means Vishnu never be old. So there's no chance of grey hair, white hair. Another thing, yes means it can be Amsubhati. Amsubhati means potency, shakti. That means when they are explaining that hair, black hair, Krishna came from black hair and Bhagavad came from white hair. But Bhagavad Gita is explaining and cutting their argument. That case means Amsubhati, that means it, full potency. That means all Vishnu Tattva, all incarnation of Vishnu, they include in Krishna and Baladev. So he cut the argument and he explained the mystery of Kesavatar. About Navapara, the Sivasa of Vishnu is argument of Adisakalam. He has been known to say the following Rama and Chakara. In this context, that we should not see difference between Shiva and Vishnu because they are so much intimacy. But we should not regard Shiva like an independent God. He is so near and dear to Krishna, so according to near and dear, he is called non-different. Like Sattva Parichena Samasta Sattva Gurudev. Lord Shiva is also Guru Dakta. Bhagavad Gita is explaining in his Sankaratnam. Shiva is also Vishnu Jaguna Namadisakalan. He has been known for the Saluhinama Ahitakara. That means, Shiva is also Vishnu. Shiva means Mangalwala is Aptisar. The Aptisar of Nath, name of Krishna, Rupa Krishna, Guna Krishna, Nira Krishna. All are Shiva means Aptisar, Mangalmoy. So even you want difference, try to differentiate between Naam, Roop, Gun, Lila, it is Navapara. He is explaining here now, he is attacking here, Shiva means Lord Shiva. Similarly, if you have destruction, he is not taking here. He is telling here that Krishna's Naam, Roop, Gun, everything is Aptisar and Mangalmoy. So no one should differentiate between this four Naam Rup Gunlila. If someone differentiates between Naam Rup Gunlila, it is offensive. So we have to go to Dandaratnam and we have to go to Govinda Bhaktam. Then we can understand our Bhagavad Gita Uttam Prabhu. And he wrote so many things in Siddhanta Ratnam, and there are red things, and we shall hear from Srila Gurudev and students also to more of his teaching. So we shall hear from Gurudev another Vaishnava. Hare Krishna. Pantha Parvata Rupasya Kripa Sindhu Bhai Vajra Kodra Mantra Vajra
Understood something?
Mm-hmm. Clear?
Little fast, but very clear.
Yeah. Can I say two things about Baladeva Vidya Bhushan?
Yeah. Very good.
Really, we were talking earlier today about Diksha and Diksha and about the relationships that we as Vaishnavas have with our Diksha and Diksha gurus. He uses an example, Krishnadas Chagra, Sipwani, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, listening all of his Diksha gurus, but not listening as Diksha gurus. I want to say two things about Srila Baladeva Vidya Bhushan. One is regarding Siddhant, and the other one is regarding interesting points or aspects of his life. The first point, Siddhant's point, is that Srila Baladeva Vidya Bhushan came in a Diksha line coming from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shyamananda Prabhu, actually, Shyamananda Prabhu was the disciple of Hridaya Chaitanya. He was a Diksha disciple of Hridaya Chaitanya. And Shyamananda Prabhu went to Vrindavan to take Diksha from Srila Jiva Goswami. So in this case, we can see that although he had a very qualified Diksha guru, he actually traveled to Vrindavan to take Diksha from Srila Jiva Goswami because at that time, it was known that Srila Jiva Goswami was the most renowned scholar of Siddhanta in India and in the whole world. So it was known among Vaishnavas, and it's always been accepted among Vaishnava circles that Siksha and Diksha occur simultaneously. Not that the Diksha guru passes away and then we take Siksha. These two things, by the concordance and the acceptance of the Diksha guru, it was Sridhar Chaitanya was so enthusiastic and so happy. His great disciple, Shyamananda, was taking Diksha from Srila Jiva Goswami. So, Shyamananda Prabhu has one very wonderful disciple named Rasikananda. Rasikananda Prabhu was responsible for delivering the state of Orissa. And after Rasikananda Prabhu, he had a disciple called Radhananda. And this is the Diksha line coming from Shyamananda Prabhu. After Radhananda Prabhu came Nayananda Prabhu. Nayananda Prabhu's Diksha disciple was Srila Baladeva Vidya Bhushan. So this is the Diksha line coming from Hridaya Chaitanya. What happened, this is exactly what I wanted to illustrate regarding the Siddhantic point, is that Srila Baladeva Vidya Bhushan was taking Diksha, took Diksha from his guru, Nayananda Prabhu, and he traveled to Vrindavan to take Diksha from Srila Diksha Chakravarti Thakur. Again, this takes place within the healthy conception of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. This is part of our tradition, in the sense that we must constantly take Siksha. And if in this world there are gradations of Vaishnavas, it's understood within the Vaishnava community, and it's accepted by the Diksha Guru, and it actually is the definition of a guru, to tell their disciples, to lead their disciples to those who know Siddhanta, to those who can help them understand Sri Krishna and Sri Radhika. So what happened was Nayananda Prabhu, as did Hridaya Chaitanya, were pleased and happy that their disciples approached Vishnu Thakura's Thakura and Srila Jiva Goswami for Siksha while they were alive, while they were on the planet. So this is a very, very important point for all of us as Vaishnavas to understand, is that Siksha and Diksha are an intertwined aspect. You can't separate those things. And that the proper understanding of the Diksha Guru is fleshed out and made more understandable by taking Siksha. So this is one point about Srila Baladeva Vidya Bhushan's life. It's very important in our, right now, in our stage, with ISKCON and everything that's going on. And that's one aspect that I wanted to say about this idea of Siksha. The other point is that I wanted to ask Srinivasan Prabhu, what Baladeva Vidya Bhushan, what was his name in his previous part? Who did you remember?
No.
Well, all his devotion in his previous life was actually an associate of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to take darshan of Jagannath Dev in the Jagannath temple and he fainted, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu underground through his tunnel into his own house. And that's when he asked Sri Chaitanya, "You're such a beautiful young boy, how could you take me out at such a young age? You have to strengthen yourself by understanding Siddhanta, by understanding Vedanta Sutra, so you should listen to me as I tell you about Vedanta." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu listened to Vedanta for 7 days. And then at the end of that, his famous response to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was, "The Vedanta Sutra is as clear as the sun, but your commentary on it is obfuscating it like the clouds through the sun." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gave his own commentary and actually discussed the true meaning of Vedanta Sutra in the line of the Gaudiya line. Present within that assembly, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually discussing these things with one devotee who I'm trying to find out the name, but Gopinath Acharya. And Gopinath Acharya was present listening to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expound the true meaning of Vedanta Sutra. Gopinath Acharya, of course, absorbed that into his heart and left this world. And he took birth again in this world as Srila Baladeva Vibhushan. And it's interesting to see, this is aspect of the interest of it, is that taking birth as Srila Baladeva Vibhushan, he was then entrusted with the importance of taking the Vedanta Sutra and actually showing that within the context of the Vedanta Sutra, Radha and Krishna could actually stand together and embrace and have a loving relationship. So he approached Govinda. His commentary is called Govinda Bhakya. But we can see that in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Sarva Chitam Kriti Sunita Somata Sudeya Gyanam Bohamcha." That he actually can make us remember and he can make us forget. And he is actually the person who does that. So in Balaji's devotion through his life, Krishna actually made him remember that when in his previous life, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was actually speaking Vedanta Sutra, he could remember those things. And he was able to actually compose the Vedanta, the Govinda Bhashya, commentary on Vedanta Sutra. And those are the two things that I wanted to share with the Vaishnavas.
Tell anything about Baladeva Vidya Bhushan? Very prim prayojan. Always sitting behind. Can you tell something? Actually, Baladeva Vidya Bhushan
was born in Odisha. Near Puri, there is a place, Chilka Lake. He was so brilliant. In boyhood, he learned all Vyakaran and everything, Ved, Upanishad and everything. And he wanted to read and to adhyayan karna chahte
thi.
Study. Especially Vedanta. He read the Vedanta of Shankar explanation. And he wanted more study. So he went in South India. There is a place, Udupi, where he studied all Vedanta. Bhashya, three Bhashya of Ramanu, Parijata Bhashya of Nimbaditya, Shankar Bhashya more, and Vishnu Swami and all other Bhashya, Bhaskar Bhashya, so many Bhashya are there. And he became very learned. Then he returned and he wanted to conquer whole world in philosophical tattva. He came to Puri, Vaishnava Dham Bhattacharya and all the there previously. So in their line there are so many learned person, I will conquer them and defeat them. He came there, and at that time Gaudiya Vaishnava was Radha Damodar, that he told, in the line of Shyamananda Prabhu, Raskananda Prabhu, then Nainananda Prabhu, and then Radha Damodar. He was a very good scholar, very learned. But he covered his all learning, very simple person. Always chanting, remembering in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Rupa Goswami. One day he came, Baldev Vidyavardhan, to defeat him. But when he heard his all the siddhant established strokes of bhakti, he realized himself a very insignificant and not knowing anything in front of him, like a baby, a small baby. And he at once surrendered himself to the adult Pita Radha Damodar and took initiation from him. Then he went to Vrindavan and he took shelter of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Here he read all his sandarbhas, six sandarbhas, tattva sandarbha, bhagavat sandarbha, then Krishna sandarbha, bhakti sandarbha, priti sandarbha, all sandarbhas. And he signed that totally there. In the meantime, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur became in the age of 100, and he was too old. And he has taken Kshatra Sannyas. I mean that leave that place, Brajadham or Navadvip Dham or Jagatam. So he has taken Kshatra Sannyas for Puri Dham. So he has decided that I will never go out of Vrindavan. I will never go out of Vrindavan. And he was actually about 100 years. So, he, at that time, there was some quarrel that, I mean, Brahmachari has told all it. The thing was that Ramani Sampradaya is of Vaidhi Bhakti. They accept all Varnasam Dharma. So they were telling that how Srimati Radhika, not married with Krishna, will always sit with Krishna. This was first question. It is illegal. Secondly, there is no name of Radhika in Srimad Bhagavatam or any epics or any shastra. Thirdly, Gauriya Vaishnava are not sampradaya, any Vaishnava sampradaya. There are only four sampradaya. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanat Mandir. Sri Lakshmi sampradaya. Brahma sampradaya. And then Rudra sampradaya and Sant sampradaya. In Kali Yuga, there are four prominent acharyas according to them. In Sri Sampradaya, Ramanuja. In Brahma Sampradaya, Madhvacharya. In Rudra Sampradaya, and in Sanat Sampradaya, from where will Gauriya Vaishnava newly has come? So we don't accept. Also, they have no any commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So we cannot accept them as a Siddhant. So many questions were there. And King then requested Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur to send anyone or to come, but he denied. Then he ordered his disciple, Sri Baladeva Vidyabhushan, And he came with a prominent disciple of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. They both, they came. And Baldev Vyabhushan defeated all. He quoted so many Purans, Vedas, Upanishads, and all Srimad Bhagavatam that I prefer Radhika and Krishna. Radhika is this potency or power. They cannot be separated. He quoted one story from Jayadeva Goswami that how Radhika was married to Krishna. Also there is a story that when Brahma stole away all the cowherd boys and cow. Then Krishna became himself all the boys. And at that year, Gargachar announced that all the girls should give marriage their daughters this year. Because this is very auspicious year. So in that year, all the daughters of all the gopis, all gopis were married to all the gopis. But actually, the gopis were himself, Krishna, so all were married to Krishna. Also, he heard some slok from Srimad Bhagavatam, Anyaradito Nulam Bhagavan Hari Vishwara. Also, there are so many slopes, he quoted all, and proved that Radhika is his own power, no need of Mary and nothing. They accepted, they were bound to accept, they were defeated. Then they told that you are not Vaishnava Sampradaya. He told, he proved that we are in the line of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya, his disciple was, what name? Ogetan, disciple Nityananda Prabhu and also Lakshmipati Tirtha. So, Madhvendra Puripad was disciple of this Lakshmipati Tirtha. Then they asked that question that he was Sikh. And Madhvendra Puri is Puri. So how this difference came? He cleared it. That from sannyas, anyone cannot decide this thing. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by Ishwar Puripada at Gaya. And he followed in Vaishnava Siddhanta Ishwar Puripada. He did not follow Kesava Bharti who gave sannyas. So Guru is who initiates mantra, Diksha mantra. He gave him Gopal mantra. So he followed Vaishnava this religion according to the mode of that Ishwar Puripad, in the line of Madhvendra Puripad. So, in this way also, though he took sannyas from anyone, but he was initiated by Lakshmipati Tirth in Gopal Mantra. There was any Grihastha Bhakta at that time. After that, he took sannyas from anyone in Sankar Sampradaya as that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in Sankar. But he was Vaishnava. So that Vaishnava was called Vishnupuri in Madhya Sampradaya. So Madhvendra Puri took sannyas from that Puri, Vishnupuri. So he is Puri, but he is still in Madhya Sampradaya. So we are in Madhya Sampradaya. Nowadays, there is a very friction in Vrindavan and Navadvip is going on. They are telling that we are not under any Vaishnava Sampradaya. We are fully independent. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should take shelter of any other sampradaya? He is himself Krishna. But this argument is not correct. Krishna, he came to, went to Sandipani Muni. Ramchandra went to Vasishtha. They accepted them like guru. So, the job of a sampradaya guru is not the job of Krishna. Only his powers and associate kind preach all these things. So, Lakshmi, Brahma, Vishnu Swami and Nimbadit, all are his associates. Otherwise, if Krishna is the head of the sampradaya, then it will be Krishna sampradaya, not it will be Brahma sampradaya, Narayana sampradaya. So, the name of all the sampradayas are all on the name of devotees. Si sampradaya, Brahma sampradaya, Ramanu sampradaya and like this. So, nowadays they are telling that we are separate and fully independent sampradaya. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Jiva Goswami, and before that Gopala Bhakta Goswami, Kavi Karnapur, they have accepted Madhva Sampradaya. So we must accept Madhva Sampradaya. What Madhva Balde Vidyabhushan has told in his all books. They tell that he went to Urupi in the place of Madhvacharya and he accepted Madhva Sampradaya. His initiation was in Madhva Sampradaya. And he came, and then he came in the association of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. But he had never accepted Gaudiya Vaishnava. That is why he has told that we are in Madhva line. But this fact is totally wrong. If Bhagavad Gita Vaishnava was not in our Gaudiya Vaishnava, how we explain all the sandarbhas? And he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the non-difference of Krishna. How? He wrote so many, all the books in our line of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami. He has explained also. Lagu Bhagavatamrit. And all the books of Rupa Goswami, he was Rupanuga Vaishnava. If at that time Baldev Vidyabhushan was not present, then I think that from world our Gaudiya Vaishnava name has been gone. So he has established all the things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has established. So he is really in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. If you will go to Vrindavan, some will tell like this. No. कि उन्होंने मध्य संप्रदाय के अनुगत कह दिया. Now again, not before. Now, for about 100 years, they are raising this question. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, and all other has cut their all arguments. Our Guru Maharaj, very poorly he has written one book about this. I want to publish it with my so many notes and explanations. Very soon I will publish it. So Baldev Prabhu is a prominent person. There are so many things, but time is going to roll up, so I'm...
Any other point?